Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger. Today, we're going to talk about the Board of Education election, which every cycle stumps me a little bit. And I have to slow down and think, okay, now what exactly, what's the math here? And this one in particular is even a little more confusing, which we'll talk about in just a minute. So what you see behind me here is I've tried to map out what's going on. Hopefully my penmanship is okay. The candidates that are running are listed below in alphabetical order per their district. And the two sitting board members are listed here, Melissa Garvin in the Eastern and Michelle Gallo in the Tiger. So then you see open seats. Let's back up and talk about this. As a voter, you can walk in and vote for any one of these Board of Education members. In fact, this time you have three options. There are two seats available, which are the normal two seats that are open every cycle, and it rotates, but there are two seats open currently. And in this case, there's a third seat open, which is the seat vacated by Clark Sinclair when he chose to run for the sheriff's office that is currently being filled by Daniel Dowdy, who was appointed by the board. So you have three seats open. One of them is an unexpired term, and the top two vote getters will get the two normally open seats, and the third highest vote getter will get the unexpired term. But here's where it gets tricky. Again, as I said, as a voter, you can vote no matter what district you live in. You can vote for anybody in any of the other districts. But what's interesting is in the Board of Education, it's by the laws, it's set up so that only a district can only have two seats. So for instance, we have four seats open, but we only have one seat in the Eastern, one seat in the Tiger, and two in the Western. So we have four seats open. We only have three seats to fill, technically. So there's always going to be one empty opening in each or in one district every cycle. So in this case, though, let's review. Let's look at a scenario for a minute. And again, I have the candidates down here, alphabetical order. If the top three vote getters, now I'm not going to go through every scenario because there's a bunch of them, but the top three vote getters, if they're all in the Western District, what that means is only two of them will be able to serve. The third one will get kicked out. And the fourth highest vote getter, which will be in one of these two districts, will then take that unexpired term. And so you could pick all kinds of scenarios that you want, whatever. Some people have a scenario they only go and they vote for their favorite to not cancel out other votes. And you vote all three of them. You do whatever you need to do as a voter. But I just think it's important to know that in the cases of these districts, each one is only going to be a max of two. And it's the three highest vote getters as long as the three highest vote getters aren't here. For instance, another scenario, if these two are the two highest vote getters, only one of them will be able to capture that seat. And then the next two seats will come from the third and the fourth highest vote getter. Okay. So maybe this isn't confusing to you, but I've heard feedback through the years that many of you are confused just like me. And we all have to slow down a little bit and breathe before we walk into this Board of Education election. And this one is even a little more confusing with that third unexpired term hanging out there. So hopefully it's helpful to you. Big thanks to all the candidates running. We got a bunch of people running for the board, trying to do things great for the community. And big thanks to you, the voter who's trying to pay attention to this. And hopefully this is helpful to you. And good luck on election day to everybody, the candidates, the voters, our republic. Thanks for watching, and hopefully this is helpful to you.